Of course, our big concern about what's happening to the children in Raqqa, for example, is the indoctrination that is happening and the training, desensitizing them to extreme violence, you know?
And of course, you share the condemnation of the fact that we're in the fifth year of the conflict and the international community appears stricken with inaction.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, especially for the humanitarians inside Syria, because then we get pressured as if we are the ones that should be doing this. But this is a global responsibility. It's the international community that has to put the joint hands together now and take it as a collective global threat. It's going to explode in the face of much larger community than what it is now. Yeah, it is a political decision, a Security Council, but also partners who have influence on the different parties of the conflict. They should also take a much more proactive role in reducing this extreme violence. Extreme violence.
And what is the feeling on the ground? You've talked about children with amputated limbs in hospitals. What's the resilience like? How much longer can they hold off, do you think?
You know, I always believe in children resilience, especially when it's a collective trauma like this. Somehow countries find a way back to recover and to rebound. But at what price? How many more people have to die? How many more people have to live with these severe injuries? So people, I think once the violence stops, people can start building their lives quickly. But so long as there is continuous violence, people don't have a chance to start rebounding.
And in terms of the areas held by extremists, you're obviously not dealing with them. You have no way of knowing how many people are actually at need in those areas. Do you have an estimate of how many people we're talking about?
First of all, it's not only the Islamic State that has, different parties of the conflict also use children in armed conflict and so on. But at the same time, we are talking about 4.8 million people in hard-to-reach area, out of which 2 million children are there. So this is in general, so whether Islamic States or other held areas. So yeah, it's a large number of people that we are still not having access, in addition to 200,000 in besieged areas.